Welcome to ET Markets Watch, the show about stocks, market trends and money-making ideas. I'm Sabri Saran and here are the top headlines at this hour. HDFC Q1 profit falls 2% YOY to Rs. 3001 crore. Fincare SFB gets SEBI's go-ahead for Rs. 1330 crore IPO. Kumar Mangalam Birla offers to give up his stakes in Vodafone Idea. PM Modi launches digital payment solution eRupee. EPFO invests Rs. 7,715 crore in equity in June quarter. Let us take a quick glance at what happened on the last trade today. Bulls made a comeback in domestic equity markets in the new month as benchmark indices gained, thanks to positive global cues. Auto stocks were in demand after strong sale numbers in July, whereas buying in IT stocks supported the sentiments. Financials, metals and private lenders remained under pressure. BSE Sensex gained over 360 points to close merely 50 points below the 53,000 mark. Nifty 50 surged over 120 points to settle at 15,855. BSE Mid Cap and Small Cap Index outperformed, gaining over 1% each. Fear Gauge India VIX remained unchanged. On BSE Sensex, Titan led the gainers, jumping over 3%. M&M, Reliance, Axis Bank and TCS surged 2% each. Maruti, Infosys, ITC, HCL Tech, HDFC, L&T and SBI added up to 1% each. On the contrary, Tata Steel tanked 2%. Bajaj Finserv and Bajaj Finance shed over 0.5% each. NTPC, Dr. Reddy, HDFC Bank and ICICI Bank also declined. Over 600 stocks hit upper circuit limits for the day and 240 stocks tested their 52-week highs during the day. We have Narendra Solanki from Anand Rathi Financial Services with us to share his views on the day's action and the road ahead. Welcome to the show, sir. What made the market rally on Monday?
With global markets in Asia trading higher, supported the Indian markets in opening trade with gains in realty, energy and consumer durable stocks. Healthy buying was also observed in blue chip stocks. The momentum further strengthened as India's manufacturing sector activities witnessed the strongest rate of growth in 3 months in July amid improved demand conditions.
We are set to see 4 new IPOs this week. What would be your advice to investors?
Yes, there are many IPOs lined up in August. I think the overall markets are buoyant, which should support overall IPO market sentimentally. In terms of strategy, investors should select good IPOs which could create long-term wealth and hold them while booking some short-term gains could also be considered if there is significant listing premium, which all depends on individual stocks, growth and valuations.
We also caught up with Nirav Chedda of Nirmal Bang Securities to decode the technical charts for you. Nifty 50 hovered around 15,900 levels today. What do the technical charts suggest about it?
See, again, we are near the resistance and on the verge of breakout, but we need a breakout above 16,000 levels. Once that comes, you will see good buying coming in. Till now, we are range bound technically also, and derivative wise also, the 16,000 call holds the highest open interest base amongst calls. So that does suggest some selling will come in. So once we break out with volumes, you can see 16,200, 250 levels that are coming very soon after that. But at this point of time, we should wait for the breakout. Anyone who's bought lower should be booking profits. See, a lot of stocks in Nifty banks are starting to break out. I expect at least PSU banks to move up, especially Canara Bank and SBI. Yes, Bank Nifty has been a laggard, but from the last 6 weeks, it is moving just like Nifty. It is in a range. It's in about 1,500 point range of 34,000 and 35,500, 36,000 odd levels. So it should remain in this range for some time. Once Nifty breaks out, you will see Bank Nifty also breaking out. But there are signs in, the banks, the PSU banks, where breakout is imminent and they can probably lead the rally.
Asian markets ended higher for the day. Major European markets were trading with gains in the first few hours of trade. US stock futures were up, hinting towards a positive start to US equities later in the day. That's all for now. Do check out etmarkets.com for all the news, market analysis, investment strategies and dozens of stock recommendations. Enjoy your evening. Bye-bye.